Today from the Ohio Newsroom, immigration enforcement in Springfield.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world. Support comes from Ohio CASA. Ohio CASA's mission is to ensure children experiencing abuse and neglect have a caring, trained adult in their corner. Information about CASA volunteer work is at ohiocasa.org.
I'm Kendall Crawford. More than a month has passed since the Trump administration's order to end temporary protected status for Haiti went into effect. Since then, immigration enforcement in a small southwest Ohio city has ramped up. WISO's Catherine Mobley joins us to share the latest. Hello, Catherine.
Thank you for having me.
So what has changed in Springfield since the temporary protected status has ended for Haiti?
There have been more ICE agents in the city of Springfield. ICE agents have been picking up people early in the morning when they're coming home from work at gas stations. They picked up a pastor. They've been going to people's homes and picking them up. DHS sent out letters to Haitian immigrants in Springfield requiring them to report to either the ICE office in Blue Ash or in Westerville. They were interviewed for about an hour or so, sometimes longer. Their paperwork was reviewed, and more often than not, they returned back to their homes with an ankle monitor affixed to one of their legs.
That's quite a big change to have these ankle monitors. You've previously reported on a young Haitian resident, 20-year-old Pierre Dumas Bell, who died by apparent suicide. What have his family members said about how the ankle monitor he received impacted his mental health?
He was a first-year student at Wright State University. He was a talented soccer player. His parents pointed to his social media posts, and other friends indicated on his social media posts where he felt humiliated wearing the ankle monitor. And he repeatedly told friends, ankle monitors are for people who are criminals. I'm not a criminal. The Department of Homeland Security has spoken out and said they are not responsible for Pierre's death, and his family is devastated.
That's very hard to hear. Are there legal options for these Haitian residents moving forward?
There really are not any legal avenues. TPS, temporary protected status, is over for the nation of Haiti. For example, with Pierre, he had already applied for asylum. So the fact these immigrants have applied for other pathways, that does not save them from potentially having to wear an ankle monitor. And now there are vigils. And it's not just in Springfield. They're coming from Yellow Springs, from Cincinnati, from Columbus. It's all across Ohio. People are rallying around the Haitian immigrants and other immigrants and demanding ICE stop using the ankle monitors and demanding DHS allow the legal process to carry out for individuals who have already applied for asylum or business visas or education visas.
DHS has also suggested that Haitians could leave the U.S. or go to Canada or another country. Is that a realistic option for these families?
That's not realistic. For example, if they want to go to Canada, they have to have a family member who's in Canada who would sponsor them. Or they have to possess a skill, a talent that nation recognizes, appreciates, and says, yes, we need that, so come on in. And at the bottom line, it's expensive. So right now, the Department of Homeland Security has said in Springfield and all across Ohio, it will continue its efforts of apprehending immigrants, including Haitian immigrants. The people I've spoken with who have been hosting the vigils, they say they're not going to stop either.
That's Catherine Mobley, WISO reporter. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kendall.
A reminder that if you or someone you love is in need of support, you can call 988 for help. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.